Automation in a 911 environment makes leaders cautious. It should. Emergency communication centers are not call centers. They are critical infrastructure. Every decision carries operational and reputational risk. But here's the reality directors are managing. Non-emergency volume is consuming staff capacity. Noise complaints, alarm activations, animal control, abandoned vehicles, welfare checks, important calls, but not life-threatening ones. And every minute spent processing routine intake is a minute unavailable for a true emergency. Non-emergency automation was built to solve that specific operational problem, not by assisting telecommunicators, by autonomously handling defined non-emergency protocols from start to finish, within guardrails you control. What it is, clearly. Non-emergency automation uses Harmony, a purpose-built conversational AI, to answer non-emergency calls, collect structured, required data, verify addresses and perform lookups, generate a digital record directly into UniT or CAD, escalate instantly if risk or life safety triggers are detected. It can operate as a routing agent, triage and transfer only, or a full intake assistant, complete structured intake for defined protocols. It handles multiple simultaneous calls, preventing backlog during surge events. That is the system. No scripts, no guesswork, no experimental AI. What's changed? Earlier automation models felt robotic and rigid. Harmony's upgraded voice agent delivers natural, human-sounding interaction, context-aware conversation, memory that avoids repetitive questioning, real-time safety escalation, callers experience professionalism. Your center maintains oversight. Your agency, your configuration. With the new agent builder, your team can configure protocols without writing code, define mandatory data fields, set escalation triggers, adjust intake logic through a visual interface, modify workflows without engineering dependency. You determine which call types are automated, when a human takes over, how cautious the system operates. You move at your pace. Why directors are adopting it. This is not about efficiency optics. It's about measurable operational impact, reclaiming hundreds of staff hours annually, improving speed to answer during peak events, reducing repetitive cognitive load on telecommunicators, maintaining predictable bundled costs. Alarm calls alone account for an estimated 15 to 30 million calls annually in the U.S. That's one category. The opportunity for workload reduction is substantial and immediate. Safety first, always. Non-emergency automation continuously monitors for critical indicators including violence, fire, and distress cues. If detected, it provides immediate safety instructions, directs the caller to dial 911, transfers when necessary. It does not replace human judgment. It ensures human judgment is available when it matters most. The decision in front of you. The status quo requires staff to manually process every non-emergency call. That model is increasingly unsustainable. Non-emergency automation allows you to reduce workload without reducing standards, expand automation without surrendering control, improve performance metrics without increasing headcount. This is not a leap into unknown technology. It is a controlled operational upgrade.